Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. Yes, we are here again, post-election. How do we manage it? I know it is Saturday night. It is 9 o'clock. Time to relax, because we're going to jump in with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's Jumping In. What a week it's been with the election, shaping the future of the island's services and economy for the next 5 years. Hopefully this legislation won't have another pandemic to deal with. Well, that's if we can finally see the back of this one, of course. And what has it brought? A blessed union of candidates or a marriage of inconvenience? And what of those candidates themselves? Well, some are old, some are new, some are borrowed, and some undoubtedly are blue. Much like Jumping In then, except for the fact that we've been getting it right for years, at least in as far as bringing you the best in modern and contemporary jazz. So where did you stick your H this week, H?
In the nicest sense. I'm going all astigmatic with Kameda, of course, Polish jazz. A couple of sad losses, My Foolish Heart, a song I thought I heard Buddy sing, two great artists we've lost recently, and we'll get in a little bit of, let's call this,
and
Ingrid.
From me, well, a deliberate spelling mistake, something we didn't have here and something we do, a fitting tribute to an old friend who's still with us from one who isn't, and to start off, something we could all well do without, a parking ticket. Parking ticket, good one. Yes, the big band miniature mastery of the Jacob Mann Big Band. LA-based keyboarder and composer Jacob Mann. And he has a great skill in crafting perfect little jazz vignettes taken from his 2018 release, Greatest Hits, Volume 2. That was Parking Ticket.
And indeed, let's hope that's not an omen. I parked someone the other day and I thought, oh, I'm going to be done. But I wasn't. Got away with it. Thank heavens. I'm not telling you where I was parked, though, just in case anyone's listening who is actually...
You shouldn't be saying that in case...
Too late now. Yes, a couple of losses to mark this week as well, sadly. Lots of great recorded music to remember them by, but both gone perhaps younger than they might have done. The first of these, the great George Mraz, the bass player. Again, who's who. He basically played with anyone. You name any great player of the last 40, 50 years, chances are George will have played with them. I know I've got a wonderful set I really enjoy when he played back in the 70s when Art Pepper was sort of coming, had his sort of renaissance to a degree towards the end of the 70s. They did a wonderful, it was a box set that came out at the Village Vanguard. Art Pepper live at the Village Vanguard. George Mraz, of course, on the bass. Young guy then, but really was on the money with that one. Elvin Jones on the drums and George Cables on the piano. There's about six CDs worth or albums worth of that live at the Village Vanguard. If you ever see that Art Pepper set, terrific stuff. Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night, etc., etc. He did some stuff under his own name as well, of course. Also played with Quest. I wonder about playing that, but I did have this one kicking around. I haven't heard it for ages, and I thought it's a good time to dust it off and have a listen again. My Foolish Heart under George's own name with part of Quest to a large degree, or at least two-thirds of Quest, which is a wonderful group. George Mraz on the bass, Richie Barak on piano, Billy Hart at the drums, and this is Alice in Wonderland. Thank you. Great stuff, yes. Celebrating the bass mastery of George Moratz, who sadly left us in the last week or so, the great bass player. And that's taken from his album My Foolish Heart, recorded back in June of 1995 with a long-time stablemates, like I said, if you ever see again, Quest. I don't know how many albums Quest brought out, which I think was, from memory, Dave Liebman, along with that trio, George Moratz on bass, Richie Barrack piano, and Billy Hart on drums, and you add Dave Liebman on sax, and I think you get the group Quest. And if you see any of those kicking around in the second-hand racks, well worth picking up. But you could do worse than My Foolish Heart with George there. And, yeah, a sad loss. I'm afraid he wasn't that old in the scale of things. Still playing very actively up until very recently, from the best of my knowledge. And it's very sad to see his passing in the last week or so.
No, indeed, indeed. And, in fact, all of the names mentioned above, Richie Barrack, all of his releases are worth doing. Did a lot of work with both of the Brecker brothers. Indeed, Dave Liebman and he worked together. Great blowing jazz again, and the Art Pepper collection you missed. Next, moving forward a little bit, a politically charged, aptly, release from London collective Sons of Kemet and their latest release, Black to the Future. There's no rappings or lyrics on this track, but a lot of them on the album require separate radio versions, particularly if you were intending to broadcast them before 9 p.m. But this one's an instrumental. Here's To Never Forget the Source. Disc- described by one reviewer as an eloquent dance between anger and joy, and motivated in part by the killing of George Floyd, the Black Lives Matter-inspired album does indeed wear its heart on its sleeve, and it needs no apology to do so. It's the band's fourth album and features a heady mix of jazz, pop, hip-hop, rap and dub. But whatever the style, it can certainly carry a groove, as you heard. They are Shabaka Hutchins on saxes, Theon Cross on the tuba, Wakili Hick and Tom Skinner on drums and percussion, plus a raft of rappers and other guest horn players.
Good stuff, and yeah, that sort of African beat going through and the drums. He's really heavy on the drums with that, and he really likes that sort of sound going through, but none the worse for that. And again, a lot, maybe it's a sign of the times, a lot, particularly in Britain, I think, of really, as you say, sort of music which is very politically driven. And of course, hardly new, the link between politics and black rights and equal rights and such like, and jazz go way back into the beginning of jazz, realistically, I suppose. But it seems to be coming very much back to the fore again at the moment, particularly around Britain.
And Shabaka particularly is consistently inventive.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So was this man going back in the day being in the 1960s. He brought the great Thomas Danko in many ways to prominence for so many. I'm talking about the music of Christoph Komeda, the pianist. I heard a bit of this when I was away on holiday driving back up the motorway, and I thought, gosh, that was quite good. It might have been on Jazz Record Requests. And it was from this album, Polish Jazz, Volume 5. I'm quite tempted to find out what volumes 1, 2, 3 and 4 are now. And it is the classic album Astigmatic, the music of Christoph Komeda presented by the Quintet. I'll have a go at their names other than Thomas, perhaps after the track. Here's one of the shortest, just basically three tracks on the whole album, two really long ones and one shorter one. We'll hear the one shorter one because we can get that in, I think. And that is called Katon.
Thank you.
Still sounding fresh as paint, it has to be said, which it remarks on in the fairly comprehensive liner notes in Czech and in English. Astigmatic, recorded during the nighttime sessions between the 5th and the 7th of December 1965. An historical recording, and like I said, it was one of the ones that really brought Thomas Stanko, the great trumpet, to prominence, perhaps, in the West. Christoph Komeda, the pianist leading the quartet, and this great note here as well, saying it's the very authenticity of experience of free jazz performance combined with the quality of Komeda's scores that give the music a unique timeless value. And I have to agree with that. It has got a timeless feel about it. It really doesn't sound massively dated at all. You certainly wouldn't instantly think it's something from the 60s to my ears. He also scored, of course, the music for Rosemary's Baby, which he did rather well with. And now, am I going to have a go with at the band? Oh, well, I suppose I'll have to have a go. Yes, Thomas Stanko, of course, Christoph Komeda at the piano. And this is the tricky one. Yes, Bizek, I think it is, Z-B-Y, Bizek Namastowski, Gunther Lentz, and Rune Carlsen, a form of the rest of the band. So Rune Carlsen on the drums, Gunther Lentz on the bass, Christoph Komeda, as I say, piano, and Bignew and Namastowski on that alto sax. I hope I got his name right. And, of course, Thomas Stanko of the trumpet. Polish Jazz, Volume 5. I will, I think, have a look and see what's on Polish Jazz 1, 2, 3 and 4. If it's as good as this, I'd be very tempted.
You'll find there's 20 volumes. That's another paycheck gone there. Where else could you get such a great variety of fantastic music other than jumping in here on Manx Radio with myself, Chris, and H, of course. Next for me, a bit easier to pronounce, perhaps, Chicago-based trumpeter and composer Chad McCulloch. He hasn't released an album in his own name for 10 years plus, and as he was permanently collaborating with a variety of great jazz A-listers, including Maria Schneider, Miguel Zenon, Avishai Cohen, Dave Douglas, to name but a few. So when COVID gave him some time to reflect, he managed to get the quartet of some of his favourite musicians together and released Forward. Here they are in a reflective mood with Water Tower Sunset. Thank you. Water Tower. Sunset there from Chad McCulloch, and a lovely trio, actually. Rob Clearfield on piano. I featured him on the show before with his own band, and again, worth looking out for. He wrote a track on one I haven't played, which was dedicated to one of his heroes, Ralph Towner, who incidentally is at the London Jazz Festival coming up second week for 10 days of November, from the second weekend, starting the weekend of the 13th. Get down there if you can. And before that, in October, of course, Isle of Man Jazz Festival and Martin Taylor. So lots of going on in the live jazz field. So Rob on piano, bassist Matt Ullery, and drummer John Datemeyer. And he's a name to look out for, Chad McCulloch, and the album is called Forward.
Very nice. Enjoyed that. Very nice indeed. Nice trumpet playing. Hopefully, speaking of trumpet playing, getting an interview with the great trumpet player Mark Isham in the next two or three weeks. Watch this space. Fingers crossed.
Isham? Isham? All will be revealed.
I also was Isham, but yeah, we'll ask him. And then someone said, no, it's Isham. I think it's Isham, but we will ask just to make sure. You mentioned Ralph Towner there, and this next of the sad losses coming up was, I don't think we marked it early in the year, or if we did, I've forgotten about it. It's the great drummer, perhaps not as wildly widely heralded as some of his contemporaries, Jerry Grinnelli, who, if you are a Ralph Towner fan, you'll recognise played, I think, on his album Lost and Found, if memory serves correct, on the ECM label, but played with all sorts of people over the years. American-born Canadian jazz drummer, and also, if you're a fan of Charlie Brown, he played on the soundtrack, A Charlie Brown Christmas, with the Vince Guaraldi Trio. I think I first came across him after being recommended to this album, a song I thought I heard Buddy sing, featuring Robin Ford, Bill Frisell, and Kenny Garrett. Thank you.
Hi, this is Maria Schneider, and you're listening to Jumpin' In with H and Chris on Manx Radio.
A little bit of Ingrid Laubrook from her album Let's Call This to finish off. Before that, the late, sadly now great, Jerry Ginelli, the drummer, Kenny Garrett on alto saxophone, Julian Priester on the trombone, Bill Frisell guitar, Robin Ford also on that more rocky guitar there, and Anthony Cox at the bass from the album A Song I Thought I Heard Buddy Sing.
Well, that's about it for this week's show. But if you're glancing at the clock and thinking, wait a minute, aren't we being a bit short-changed? Don't worry, I've saved the best till last. The sad passing of keyboardist, composer and longtime Pat Metheny collaborator Lyle Mays last year was a shock to music lovers everywhere. But over a decade earlier, one of Lyle's last public performances was actually at a festival celebrating the marimba and organised by a lifelong friend. Not only did he give a two-hour performance there, but premiered a new work dedicated to another old friend, Eberhard Weber, featuring wordless vocals that had been trademarked by his friend's Colours group releases. Lyle invited his niece Aubrey Johnson to sing at the concert, and she was also partly responsible, persuading him to record Eberhard, although not until 10 years later when his illness was beginning to limit his energy. But he called together a great group of friends to help, including Bob Shepherd, Richard Foreman, old Pat Metheny group colleague Steve Rodby on bass and producing, and when Lyle himself was unable to attend, Jimmy Johnson, Alex Acuna, Bill Frisell, and his niece on vocals, and of course, Lyle himself. The final mix was played to him the day before he passed away, and his one last recorded gift to his friend and listening audiences all around the world. We should leave the last word to Eberhard. What an incredible honour. I'm overwhelmed and moved. Thank you, Lyle. Thank you, Lyle. Thank you, Lyle. Here's Eberhard. See you next week.
Bye for now.